love is like a red, red rose that's newly sprung in June. My love is like the melody that's sweetly played in tune.
Did you hear what I just said?
Hear what?
What I just said.
No.
See, I just feel like you aren't listening half the time. I mean, you know, it makes me feel invisible.
What'd you say?
I said it makes me feel invisible.
I'm sorry, before that.
Oh, yeah, I said, are you going to eat all that?
All what?
That huge steak.
Oh, you want some?
No, it just seems like a lot of steak for one person. I mean, it's not really a steak, it's like a roast.
I like steak.
Okay, I guess so. Okay, here, you want a tissue?
Why would I want a tissue?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I've got a handkerchief, yeah.
Well, I have a tissue right here, here.
No, no,
here.
I'm okay.
What?
There.
Okay, see, I offered you a clean tissue, so why can't you take it? I mean, do you not notice me here? Hello?
What'd you say?
Oh, never mind. Never mind.
What is the problem?
Don't worry about it. Just eat your steak.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Ooh. Ooh.
Hey, when are you going to be back?
I don't know. Why?
Well, I just like to know.
Well, I don't know.
You're going to just put gas in the car, right?
Right.
Well, you're not going to drop in at the hardware store, are you?
No.
Well, so how long does it take to get gas?
I don't know. What's the emergency?
You can't give me your ETA? What, it's a secret?
Well, why make a big issue out of it?
What, are you going to visit somebody?
Well, since when do I have to file a flight plan to leave the house, huh?
Never mind.
You know, I'll be back when I'm back.
Never mind.
Come live with me and be my love, midst valleys, woods, and fields. And we will all the pleasures prove that this brief summer yields. And we will sit upon the rocks by shallow waterfalls and listen to melodious flocks of birds sing madrigals.
You need a bigger pan than that.
For just these hash browns?
Yeah, you need a bigger pan. Here, use this one.
Okay, do you want to take over here?
No. Just here's a bigger pan. Just use this one.
Why?
Well, because you put all those hash browns in that little pan. They spill out on the stove. They burn. I have to clean it.
Hmm.
Takes a long time to clean burnt crust off a stove.
Okay, do you mind? Do you mind? I know what I'm doing.
Okay. Just do what you're going to do.
Hmm. I used to cook a lot until I married you.
Okay. So what is that supposed to mean?
Well, it means I'm capable of making my own breakfast.
Okay. And who's going to clean up afterwards?
Okay. I'll just put a couple of frozen waffles in the toaster. Will you let me do that much?
Wait, you can't take any constructive criticism?
Oh, please.
I mean it. Come on.
Oh, love's an ever-fixed mark, by tempest never shaken. The stars to every wandering bark, whose depth has not been taken.
I thought you said you were hungry.
I was hungry, yes.
Well, so I made you shrimp and grits. What's wrong?
Well, I ate some, and now I'm not hungry anymore, okay?
Well, I wish you would have told me. I wouldn't have made so many. I just hate to waste food, that's all.
I'll put it in the fridge, and I'll eat it for breakfast.
Well, you say that, and then days pass, and I have to throw it away.
Could we just let go of this,
okay? I'm just saying, don't say you're hungry if you're not hungry.
Look, you come from a family of big eaters. I'm not a big
eater.
Well,
I come from a family of pigs?
Huh?
Is that what you're saying?
No!
Is that what you meant to say? Me and my swine herd relatives?
Oh, just drop
it, would
you?
No, I'd like to drop one on you is what I'd like to drop.
Love is not love which alters when it alteration finds. It is an ever-fixed mark, the marriage of true minds.
So, who is that on the phone?
A friend of mine.
Well, who?
A friend. You don't know him.
Oh, sounded like a woman's voice.
He has a high-pitched voice, so...
Oh. Well, what did he or she call about?
Am I under oath here?
Do I need to put you under oath?
Okay, it was Julie.
Oh, Julie. Well, why didn't you say so?
Yeah, I didn't want to get into a big thing about it.
Oh, Julie. Well, I haven't heard that name in a long time.
Yeah, well, she's moving to Austin, Texas.
Oh, how nice. Nice. And you still have her phone number.
There never was anything between her and me. Never. You know that.
I never said there was. Why so defensive?
Well, let's just drop it then, okay?
Fine. Dropped. Julie.
Just leave it there, okay?
Sure. Oh, Julie.
I will make you brooches and toys for your delight. Of bird song at morning and stars shine at night. And this shall be for music when no one else is near. A fine song for singing that only you shall hear.
So why didn't you just put that away?
What?
The dish towel.
I'm still using it.
No, you set it down on the counter. It doesn't belong in the counter.
Well, I'm going to use it.
Well, for what?
To wipe off a dish after I wash it.
Well, then do it. Don't just drop it on the counter.
But what is the problem?
Well, you always drop things wherever you feel like it, and guess who has to pick them up and put them where they belong? Me.
Okay, I'll put it away when I'm done with it.
Okay, never mind.
I mean, where did this OCD come from about the dish towels?
Okay, you know what? Do whatever you want. You know, throw it on the floor, jump up and down on it, whatever.
You want me to jump up and down on a dish towel?
Yeah, whatever turns you on, okay?
Okay, I'm hanging up the dish towel on the hook.
All right.
Okay, does that make you happy?
You know, I'm just tired of picking up after you.
I promise never to touch it again.
Okay. I'm going out. Bye.
When are you coming back?
When I come back.
The voice of my beloved comes leaping o'er the hills. Rise up, my love, and come away, for lo, the winter's past.
You know, I was looking over this Visa statement, and I saw a charge of a couple $100 at the hardware store. Uh-huh. So what was that for? Do you remember?
Well, I haven't been to the hardware store for months.
Yeah, this was from last October.
Well, you're scouring our financial records from 6 months ago?
5 months ago.
Okay, what is this, a criminal investigation?
No, I was just curious to know what we're spending our money on.
Our money?
Uh-huh.
I mean, when did it become our money? I think most of it is my money.
Okay, that was a low blow, mister. I am going to remember that.
Okay, I bought a fishing rod, okay?
Another fishing rod?
I like to fish.
Well, you went fishing about 2 times last summer.
Well, maybe I'd go more often if I had a decent rod.
But $200?
It's a fly rod.
Since when did you take up fly fishing?
Well, I never had the right equipment before.
What, are you planning to move to Colorado?
I wasn't until we started to have this conversation.
Okay, you know, I don't have the right to know what you spend money on?
I respectfully decline to answer that question under advice from counsel.
Okay, so we're not partners, but I'm just an indentured servant who makes your meals and cleans your house and has sex with you on demand?
I respectfully decline to answer that under my Fifth Amendment rights.
So this is the end of this conversation?
I respectfully decline to answer that question.
Tell me why the stars do shine. Tell me why the ivy twines. Tell me why the sky's so blue. And I will tell you just why.